Yes, it's correct that Zak has taken in the former Minister of Transport, and currently he's being questioned by Zak with a view of taking him for a remand before the courts tomorrow.
What allegations are being leveled against him?
He's being accused of abuse of power during his tenure as Minister of Transport.
As Minister, I think many things went through his hands. What in particular?
I cannot state all the offences as I don't have the docket before me, but I know that he is accused of having leased his niece's property for Zim Airways and paid $1 million for its renovation, plus payment of rentals. He did not declare that he was conflicted in that matter. He is also accused of being involved in the CMED, a fuel deal involved where $2.7 million was paid to a certain company and no fuel was delivered. And he is also accused of having directed the reinstatement of persons facing corruption charges when they had not been cleared by the court and others.
So where is he detained at the moment?
He's not detained, he's being questioned here at Zak at the moment.
You said he may go to court tomorrow. Are you going to hand him over to the police?
We don't hand him over to the police. Zak has got arresting powers. We may simply liaise with the police for his detention overnight if we feel that we need that. But if it is felt that he can go home and come back tomorrow morning, that will also be done. So it really depends on the investigators at the moment.
Many people think that Zak does not have teeth to deal with corruption in Zimbabwe. What do you say about this?
Zak only investigates matters. So people have got this wrong impression that it is Zak which then prosecutes the matters. Zak's duty ends with investigations. And I do agree that sometimes we then lose control of the matters along the way. But for us, we are doing our part, Zak, in investigating the matters and taking the matters to court.
Some say that Zak is not comfortable enough to deal with corruption on high-ranking politicians. May you react to this?
Zak is very comfortable dealing with anyone. As long as we have the necessary evidence, we deal with anybody. I think at the moment, from the reports we have, we are investigating about 30 high-profile matters, and most of them are ministers. But we are just waiting to get all the evidence. We cannot simply push the docket through without thoroughly investigating them. Otherwise, it will result in acquittals. So as Zak, as long as we get cooperation from those who have got the evidence, we are prepared to go all the way.
You invited members of the public to report any corruption to Zak and the police. What's the response?
Yes, they are coming up with reports. And so far, Zak is investigating over 1,000 matters at the moment. So I'm really pleased that people are coming forward with reports of corruption. But perhaps what's only lacking is the legislation pertaining to whistleblowers' protection and witnesses' protection act. So once we get that legal framework in place, I want to believe that our people will then be prepared to bring all the evidence that they have. Because whilst they are reporting, some of them are not yet comfortable to come forward with information without such protection.